famous verses in the Bible. Pharaoh said, tomorrow. I mean, he could have got rid of the frogs right now, but he said, tomorrow. And I have to ask the question, what would implore this man to want to spend one more night with those frogs? Why did he say tomorrow and not today? Not right now, right this moment. And I think that is what many of us have to do when it comes to moving from shame-filled to shame-free living. At some point, we need to be able to say that I want to deal with this today, not tomorrow. I want to stop avoiding the pain that seems difficult, that seems just too much for me, and make a decision that today I'm going to deal with my shame. Today I'm going to bring it to the foot of the throne. Today I'm going to let Jesus come and do what he needs to do in me so that I can move from a shame-filled to a shame-free life. We've learned to manage the pain of living with our shame, and we do not want to embrace the new pain of getting free from our shame. Even though we know that one will ultimately lead to pain-free living in the future, the price seems too high to pay in the short term. I know that in my own life, it wasn't easy to begin to deal with the shame. I thought it was better to keep managing the pain that I was familiar with rather than embracing a new kind of pain, even if the new one would only be short term and lead to ultimate healing and freedom. You know, when you lose your dignity, which is what shame takes away from you, it's extremely painful and nobody wants to reopen that wound. I understand that. When you live with shame for a really long time, you don't even realize that you're bound anymore because that's your normal. And my normal was so far removed from God's promises in his word, and maybe yours is too. I wonder if you might identify with any of these symptoms. You know, shame puts us in a bondage of self-perception. Although you want to believe all the wonderful things the Bible says about you, you actually can't. You think the sermons you hear and the promises of God are for everybody else, just not for you. I remember sitting in the back row at church thinking to myself that I would love to live the life that my pastor was talking about, but I couldn't because I'd been abused. And imagine if everyone around me knew what had happened to me, or not just what happened to me, but the things that I had done myself. God could never use someone like me. And you know, that was just a lie from the devil. Shame handcuffs you to your past. If you want to hope for better things for your future, but you can't because you just can't move past your past. Shame had made me feel marginalized, less than, unworthy, like I was the least. It had tempted me to feel stuck right there in my shame as if I was unable to change. I wonder if you ever feel that way. Do you ever feel that regardless of your efforts at forgiveness and healing, you're stuck in the same bitter patterns of behavior? Are you repeating the same old broken responses? And it's not that you want to repeat them, you just can't find a way to move past your past. Shame won't let you receive love. You just can't seem to receive compliments, and you tend to destroy otherwise healthy relationships. I can't tell you what a drain I was personally on relationships. I would sabotage them unintentionally because I thought they would end anyway due to the fact that the other person would discover that there's obviously something wrong with me. That tape recorder just never turned off. I'd cycle in and out of unhealthy emotional attachments because shame steals your joy. You wonder where the abundant life is that the Bible promises. I remember experiencing a few moments of happiness, but I never felt that deep, true joy. I live with a knot in my stomach all the time, just waiting for something to go wrong. I didn't trust anyone or anything. And I'd learned from a really, really young age not to get my hopes up because inevitably I would be disappointed and people would let me down. Basically, I didn't trust people and I didn't trust God. And shame makes you settle for so much less than you deserve because you believe the lie that you're fundamentally unworthy. I know this because I lived with this for years. You end up making poor decisions and you end up settling for what's kind of bearable rather than what God's best is. Shame essentially just thrusts you into incredibly destructive tendencies. And those who are overwhelmed with shame like I was can end up abusing substances or developing damaging relationships, maybe self-harming with eating disorders. I mean, the list is endless. Shame steals, kills, and destroys our purpose, our passion, and our potential. You know, the Bible talks about shame 128 times. And God knew that this was going to be a critical topic.